Аудиозапись номер 9 к заданию 3. Listen to the interview and choose the appropriate answer to each question in your workbook.
Nowadays, we talk so much about communication. We've invited here Ms. Ruth Archer, a specialist in this field. Good morning, Ms. Archer.
Good morning. Please call me Ruth.
Ruth, could you explain why learning to communicate is important?
Effective communication helps us to understand a person or a situation better and create an atmosphere of respect, affection and caring. It seems to be so simple, but in fact much of what we try to communicate to others and what others try to communicate to us gets misunderstood, which usually leads to conflicts and frustrations both in personal life and professional relationships.
What should we learn if we want to communicate effectively?
Effective communication combines a number of skills. For example, people who can communicate well are able to listen attentively. They know how to manage stress. They also recognize and understand their own emotions and the emotions of those they communicate with.
Does it mean that anyone can become an effective communicator?
There is no doubt about it. Anyone is able to learn the ABC of effective communication. And to begin with, they should pay attention to listening, one of the most important aspects of effective communication. Successful listeners don't just understand the words and information being communicated, but also know what the speaker feels about. Successful listeners don't just understand the words and information being communicated, but also know what the speaker feels about what they are saying, so they can make the speaker feel heard and understood, make them feel safe, calm them down.
I see, but how can we learn to listen successfully? Could you give us some practical advice?
Certainly. First of all, concentrate fully on the speaker, his or her body language. Try not to miss anything. Don't interrupt. Control your facial expression. If you don't agree with the speaker, don't hurry to criticize them. Show your interest in what is being said. Smile at the speaker. Encourage him or her to continue with words like yes or uh-huh.
Ruth, you mentioned the speaker's body language. Is it equally important?
That's a very good question. The listener can spoil everything by, for example, sitting on the edge of his or her seat or not looking at the person he or she's talking to. On the other hand, using positive body language, nodding your head, smiling, maintaining eye contact, can make the speaker feel more confident and put the speaker at ease.
What, in your view, is the most difficult skill to learn?
Probably it is managing stress. At least, it's the most difficult thing for me. It's taken me a lot of time and effort to learn it.
Really? And what exactly helps you to overcome stress, to calm down?
Okay, these are some of my little secrets. I always take a moment to calm down before I speak. I try to look for humor in the situation, share a joke or tell an amusing story. In many cases, I'm ready to compromise. If the argument becomes too hot, I take a little break, for example, offer a cup of coffee.
I'm sure your advice can be very useful to our listeners. Thanks very much for your time.